This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary East Jaydeep Mazumdar said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The Prime Minister's visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Mr. Mazumdar said Brunei is an important partner in India's Act East policy and its vision of Indo-Pacific. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September. Prime Minister Modi is visiting Singapore after nearly 6 years. The Prime Minister has assured Andhra Pradesh and Telangana chief ministers of all possible help from the centre to deal with the crisis following heavy rains in their states. Officials said the Prime Minister spoke to Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh N. Chandrababu Naidu and Telangana CM A. Revanth Reddy over phone in the wake of heavy rains and floods. Heavy downpour continued to lash many parts of Telangana, including Hyderabad, yesterday. The situation in Khammam, Mahbubabad and Suryapet districts of Telangana is particularly grim, as over 100 villages were submerged under flood waters and many others were marooned. Unprecedented rainfall in the past 2 days in Andhra Pradesh has halted life at several places, especially in Vijayawada and its vicinity. 17,000 rain-affected people have been evacuated from across the state. 26 National Disaster Response Force teams are being deployed for flood relief and rescue operations in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. In Australia, a person lost his life while thousands of people were left without power after strong storms swept across the country's southeast part and caused widespread damage. In New South Wales, a woman was killed after coming under a falling tree. In Victoria, over 1,40,000 properties were without power. Parts of the state recorded winds of up to 146 kilometres per hour last night. In Israel, thousands of people have been staging rallies and protests across the country since yesterday, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas to secure the return of hostages held in Gaza. The protests began in the morning after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, announced the recovery of bodies of 6 hostages. The protests continued throughout the night. In Tel Aviv, a demonstration took place outside the Kiryat military base, the IDF's headquarters. Indian para shuttler Tulasimati Murugesan has advanced to the final of the women's SU5 badminton event, securing her place with a victory over compatriot Manisha Ramadas. Murugesan, the top seed from Tamil Nadu, triumphed with scores of 23-21, 21-17 in the semi-final last night. With the win, Murugesan has guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. She will face China's Yang Chu Xia in the final. Following her semi-final defeat, Ramadas will compete for the bronze medal against Denmark's Catherine Rosengren. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated high jumper Nishad Kumar for winning a silver medal in the men's high jump T47 event at the Paris Paralympics 2024. The president applauded his consistency and excellence for winning the silver medal in successive Paralympic Games. She added that Nishad Kumar will be an inspiration for all athletes in the country. Prime Minister Modi praised Kumar's passion and determination and said the country is proud of him. In the US Open, India's campaign in the men's doubles event ended with the defeat of Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden in the third round. Bopanna's challenge is still alive in the mixed doubles event with his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiadi. Markets hit new all-time highs in early trade today, driven by strong foreign fund inflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex soared 360 points to reach a new record peak of 82,725 points during early trade. The NSE Nifty jumped 98 points to hit a fresh all-time peak of 25,334. Equity markets have been on a steady rise, fueled by growing hopes for a U.S. rate cut and renewed foreign fund inflows. And with that, we end this news bulletin.